And we love talking cricket at this time of year. I tell you what, they were rubbish to start this BBL season, weren't they? They're the defending champs. And it was in tatters at 0-4.
Why don't you tell him how you ran a line through them?
I did. Good. I did. They're currently 2-4, winning their last two, and been very impressive, this young man, Ryan Gibson. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Ryan.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Yeah, really well. I suppose you guys didn't run a line through yourself after being 0-4, and that's the important thing?
No, definitely not. In the changing rooms, the boys have been very positive. There was a couple of games there that could have gone either way, and we fell on the side. But yeah, it's been very positive for the last couple of games, and hopefully we can get it with the next two.
Look, I never gave up hope. I always believed, Ryan. Was there any particular thing that you can put it down to? Or, you know, I saw in a couple of games ago, there was some really great fielding, a lot of great catching, and then obviously the win off the in the last over. Was there anything in particular that's turned it around, or is that just the, you know, the uncertainty of the Big Bash League?
I think the fielding in the first four games probably wasn't up to our best where we wanted it to be, and that kind of cost us in two games. But Morgan's innings was something special, and to hit the six off the last four has really got the guys going. And now with Carlos and Vince come into the side, and they've just brought new energy, and the boys are all up and about. So we're just trying to take it one game at a time now, and hopefully that we get a win against the Sixers on Saturday.
How are you feeling about it? It's you know, obviously very different. You've made your first class debut, and you do that at spectacular grounds, and no one's there to see you. This time you're doing it at good grounds, at Spotless, and the SCG, as you mentioned, on Saturday. And there's just the crowds are unbelievable. You know there's a massive TV audience as well. Does it give you an extra pump up to play in front of that crowd and knowing who is watching, Ryan?
Yeah, definitely. I think my first debut game against the Sixers this year at Spotless, the first five overs, I was still shaking out there.
Yeah.
Just a big crowd. And then I was lucky KP at the other end just calmed me down a little bit to get going. But yeah, it's massive. It lifts you another level when the crowd's up, and we've been getting like 20,000 at every game, so it's unbelievable.
What's your big picture goal when it comes to your cricket? Like, I know it's all, you know, you can take different paths with the way that you go now.
Yep.
Is Test cricket your number one aim?
Yeah, definitely. So for me, it's trying to cement my spot in the New South Wales team at the moment, and once I've done that, then try to pile on a load of runs and hopefully then get picked for a test side, yeah.
Have you modelled your game on anyone, Ryan? I know that Michael Hussey is doing some work with you. Obviously, he was there last year and in a playing capacity, now in a sort of mentoring capacity at the Thunder. Is there anyone in particular that you look to as about that's how you want to play the game?
Yeah, Jeff Callis. So I was lucky enough to be around the Thunder last year when
right.
he was there. And just watching the way he went about training, and it was just an unreal experience for me. And and Huss is there as well, so I talked to him a fair bit as well, just to get his knowledge of the game, how he would go about different situations. And yeah, it's just a load of learning for me at the moment.
How is it dealing with those absolute international superstars of the game? You've had Andre Russell, you know, Carlos Braithwaite. What's it like mixing in, you know, rubbing shoulders with those type of players?
Yeah, it's a bit unreal. But they're very, very down to earth, willing to help you with anything you want. But yeah, it's very interesting the way they go about it, just the way they train, especially Big Dre, bombing balls at training. But yeah, unfortunately, he's got injured, but Carlos has come in and he's just fit in perfectly, and he's whacking him in the nets, and he bowled very well for us on the weekend.
Yeah, he's you know, he did such great things in that T20 World Cup, obviously with the four sixes. But he's a quality player. The other guy that's made an impression this year for the Thunder, and it's great to see him back, is Pat Cummins. He's a Penrith boy as well, Western Sydney boy. So, what's it like playing with Pat? Do you notice? Can you see his? I guess not level of frustration, but just, I guess, the joy that he's now out playing cricket rather than talking about playing cricket.
Yeah, I think he's just enjoying it every moment he's out there now. He's just loving the moment out there, and it's quite good to play with Pat again, because I don't think I've played with him since junior cricket. But yeah, it's good to have him back and bowling very quick, and he's been very handy with the bat whip for us as well this year.
Mm. On the text line here, we've got a, can you ask Ryan whether his dad played for grade cricket for Penrith and played goalkeeper for the Socceroos? Cheers, Pricey.
Yeah, he did. He did play grade cricket, but then had to give it up and followed the soccer path.
So did he play for the Socceroos?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Oh.
When about? What
years? Yeah, who were his contemporaries?
He went to the Seoul Olympics.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
What was his name? Or what is his name?
Mike Gibson.
Mike Gibson.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So that's in the family. And so I guess that sport has always been a part of your childhood, given the fact that your dad's a grade cricketer and an international footballer?
Yeah. It wasn't until about 14 where I really decided to give cricket a crack and let soccer go on the back step there. Soccer was probably my main sport growing up.
Right.
Yeah, and then happily chose cricket. Now it's coming good for me.
You've pulled the right rein. I don't know what you were like as a soccer player. You might have been a very good one, but you're heading in the right direction from a cricket point of view. Thunder up against the Sixers this Saturday at the SCG. I look at the Sixers batting lineup and I think, I'm not really, where does that, and yet somehow they get the job done. Do you guys identify a particular danger man from a Sixers point of view?
Yeah, I think Hads is very dangerous. He can score runs very quickly. And also Lummy at the top there. But also Hughesy's been batting unbelievable for him. So they do have decent lineup. It's just we have to bowl very well and field outstanding on Saturday night. And the boys are looking forward to it. And we're really pumped because we want to get another win over the Sixers.
Well, a packed spotless is one thing. What about a packed SCG? That's you wouldn't have done that many times in your career, if ever.
No, I haven't. Probably close. I was 12th man for him last game, just before we had to make the finals, and it was close to a packed crowd there. But I think this one might tip that one. So, looking forward to it.
It's going to be huge, Ryan. From what I understand, there is about 1,000 tickets left for sale on that one. Otherwise, it's a sellout, and it'll depend on members turning up to that one. It's going to be huge. It's on this Saturday. Best of luck with the Thunder. I hope it goes well for you, Ryan. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for that.
There he is, Ryan Gibson. He's a fine young player. I know a lot of people in the New South Wales setup have a really big opinion of Ryan Gibson. That match is starting at 6:10, so it's the early start, which is always nice there, Webby, for the youngsters that get out to those games. The Thunder, they were 100-1 a couple of weeks ago. Now they're into $34, having won their last two games to win the BBL this season.